This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Halfway through Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Christine Wong.
While Malaysia is fast becoming a developed nation, it will also be an aging nation by 2030, with more than 14% of the population being senior citizens. So what needs to be done to prepare the nation for an aging population? Where and how will we live? What about access to healthcare and public transport? And what do we need to do to bridge the gap between the haves and the have-nots? So we're asking you a question. What areas do we need to focus on to help Malaysia transition into an aging nation by 2030? We'll have some responses to that question in a couple of minutes after Arvind has given us an update from Bursa at break.
So it is down by 0.08% at 1,582 points. Active stocks are Focus Dynamics, KTG Berhad and Dagang Next Change. The ringgit is at 4.12 against the US dollar, 3.21 against the Aussie dollar and 3.09 against the Sing dollar.
Okay, I'll have a quick update here over on WhatsApp from Maggie. If the young authorities are wise, they should give priority and seriously carry out plans to include senior citizens in their future development plans. This should encompass all aspects, otherwise the investment or input would be patchwork-like and may not be effective. Sometimes it may be counterproductive. Stop using firefighting solutions, although I don't like to say this, but look to Singapore. They're doing some commendable things for both in the physical aspects as well as preparing and developing their senior citizens' mindset changes to adapt. They have public social welfare programs to educate those who may not be tech savvy. When the aged are more independent, the young would not be burdened to take care of them. Some good ideas there. Me and Arv have spoke about this at length as well, about, you know, training centres for elderly people here in Malaysia and that kind of thing. It seems like a no-brainer, really, you know, helping people to understand how technology works and how those fundamentals of the technology can be driving what they're doing. Chris, what's over on Instagram?
On Instagram, we have Josephine Yap, 9009, who says, all of the above, in order to be able to choose to live independently with dignity. PDX3156 says, facilities and tech to help shift towards meaningful work. And Asani89 says, accommodation and educating the people on aged care facilities.
Okay. How are things over on Twitter, Av?
So on Twitter, I'll just pick a couple of tweets. This comes from Kenny Wong, who says, in order to cater to all segments of society, funding is a starting point. We don't have a national health service, and therefore, not all can be privy to senior care. The government should look at tax structures, national funds, and such to ensure all segments are taken care of. Then we have one from Mai Sire who says, besides healthcare, we need to ensure able people continue to be able to work and earn income to sustain themselves.
Okay, that question again, if you'd like to continue contributing, you've got about 20-something minutes. What areas do we need to focus on to help Malaysia transition into an aging nation in 2030? Now, switch of direction for a moment as we let you think about that. Something to do with AT&T and something they're doing right now.
Yeah, so there were rumours, I think, for about a week or a couple of weeks, for some time, that AT&T was going to spin off one of its companies, WarnerMedia. So WarnerMedia is held by AT&T. WarnerMedia also owns a lot of like big properties like the DC stuff, like Harry Potter and a bunch of other like properties and content. So AT&T inks $43 billion deal on Monday, yesterday, to spin out its WarnerMedia business and combine it with Discovery Inc. Was among the most ambitious yet in the streaming era. So this agreement adds Discovery's 15 million subscribers to the 64 million subscribers that WarnerMedia's HBO Max has globally. And the size of the subscriber base drives revenue and the budget for new content. So the bigger scale of the combined company gives it a fighting chance against Netflix and Walt Disney. So basically, if you want to sum up all this business jargon, it's to fight Netflix and Disney in their streaming wars.
Right.
To make sure that they have a substantial player to go up against these two giants. And Disney's growing as like a massive, massive giant. But what they say is, and this comes from The Star, so what they say is that, but the deal leaves the remaining streaming players, most notably Viacom CBS and Comcast's NBC Universal, at a very sort of like risky and vulnerable position. So these companies have to get creative in generating new content and adding subscribers, or turn to deal-making to stay competitive. That's what bankers and analysts are saying. The AT&T and Discovery deal puts a lot of pressure on NBC Universal specifically because it's in a very awkward position, in a middle ground awkward position of being too small to be a long-term winner in this streaming wars in media, but not small enough to be an easy acquisition target for other major players. So it's not too big, it's not too small. It's basically not doing anything in the middle. So it's sort of like struggling. NBC Universal could look towards acquiring movie studios like MGM or Lionsgate, which is interesting, but those alternatives do not have the scale that WarnerMedia deal would have had, or you know, just like merging with them. Also important to or interesting to note is that Amazon is looking to buy MGM Studios, so they are one of the players starting like some sort of a bidding thing, and their eyes are on MGM, so that's quite. It's unique, but it's also interesting. And MGM has been exploring a sale that could value the studio at about $5 billion. So that's another big thing. AT&T considered many options for its media arm, including a combination with Viacom CBS. But ultimately, they decided to move forward with Discovery because it believed that the latter had a better catalog and had better media assets. Basically, what this means is that they are the guys, AT&T are the guys, the umbrella company that own WarnerMedia. They are shifting WarnerMedia from under them into a new sort of quote-unquote monster company with Discovery. Because Discovery has a bunch of subscribers and WarnerMedia has a bunch of subscribers and WarnerMedia has a lot of content to offer. They are just on streaming platforms that are not as famous as Netflix or Disney. So they want to create sort of like a juggernaut player to make sure that they get access and they can sort of like, you know, have a wider footprint around the world and sort of give Netflix and Disney a run for their money, quote unquote, if that's even possible.
$43 billion.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because as you were discussing that, I thought, well, for WarnerMedia anyway, I wonder what they're up to right now is what my brain was thinking, you know. And I thought I'll just pop over to their website and have a look at WarnerMedia careers, because if you're being taken over, you know, it's something. Anyway, there are over, let me look here, 10 pages of adverts for WarnerMedia careers right now. 227 jobs. And I'm looking at this stuff in Madrid, New York, Georgia, Germany, the UK, all over the place. And, you know, this is just in the creative content and editorial field. So they clearly have a lot of ideas and stuff up their sleeves. It's not like they're just going to be pushed aside, is it?
No. I mean, they're like the amount of content and the amount of people they have behind them is huge. It's just that it's weird that AT&T hasn't been able to sort of like really spearhead them to be competitors with Netflix and Disney with the amount of pop culture relevance that they have.
There is literally around 1,200 jobs up for grabs. Whoa. Advertised for WarnerMedia worldwide right now.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, thanks for that. Very interesting stuff. Let's take a break. And whilst we think about that, editorial jobs for CNN, huh? Right. The question we're asking you is, what areas do we need to focus on to help Malaysia transition into an aging nation in 2030? Do let us know. The poll is still up and the options are very quickly.
A combination of facilities, healthcare, technology or something else.
When we come back, Christine will be talking to us all about, what is it, Chris?
All about the e-bullier program.
There we go. Doris Troy is taking us into the break, though, with Gonna Get My Baby Back here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.